down for him. Now, let's go to three and out. I believe our first of the three, Houston Texans coach.
Owner. This is the
Dumbo McNair.
This is the Owner's Gone Wild edition of three and out.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob McNair.
Bob Dumbo McNair.
Who is complaining about, this is related to, you know, ongoing issues with the players and the anthem and everything. And Bob McNair says, we can't let the inmates run the prison. And so, of course, that is deemed as a, you know,
first of all, I've always heard
comment.
It as asylum. I've never heard it until he said it as prison. Have you always heard prison?
I'd never heard prison before. This has always been asylum.
Like, he thought asylum wasn't quite bad enough. How can I really get the players furious?
I'll call
them inmates.
Excuse me. He was not talking about the players.
He said many days later he was
talking about the executives in the league.
After the players are completely upset, his own players are upset about it and, you know, boycotting practice and kneeling during the game. He says he was talking about the commissioner's office, and this was in the context of you know, the discussion about renewing Roger Goodell's contract, which we'll get to in a minute. But he tried to walk it back and claim that it was about the league office and not the players. But I don't think the players aren't, nobody's buying.
The only way
no
he could have made this
it.
Worse is if he said we can't have the inmates running the plantation.
Pretty much. Yeah, that would be about as so troubles in Houston over the owner's comments.
Well, and I would almost assure you that the decision to trade Dwayne Brown, their left tackle, who had been sitting out for most of the season, he was the vocal leader of the opposition on the team. There's no doubt in my mind that had something to do with trading him to Seattle and making that team even better.
You have to remember, though, Houston fans are pretty forgiving. If you saw the ovation they gave the other night to Yuri Gurriel after he had done the slanty eyes routine toward the Dodger pitcher, and he got – this shows you the courage of Major League Baseball's. He's caught on camera making one of the more racist gestures ever seen on a baseball diamond on television. And he's immediately suspended 5 games next year.
Yeah.
So they let him play in the World Series, and then the next day he goes out there and almost gets a standing effing ovation.
But then last night the pitcher stepped off the mound when he came to the plate and he got to have the full treatment from the LA crowd last night.
Yeah,
so,
and he got booed last night. And Rich Hill actually said after the game, "Yeah, I intentionally stepped off the rubber so they could continue booing him." Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Mm-hmm. But that's we're obviously all looking forward to tonight's
game. Not a good week for sports and race relations in Houston.
No.
But tonight's game, the irony that it's Yu Darvish is pitching, and the idea that he could end up winning the championship for the Dodgers after this incident, and how he handled it with infinitely more class than anyone on the Houston side did.
Well, obviously, the storybook finish would be him striking out Gurriel for the to win the game.
Gurriel's such an actually. This is really sidetrack. ESPN's had enough problems lately with just shameful behavior and idiotic things said by their staffers. I watched the post game where Pedro Gomez, who's basically there's not an athlete he hasn't been willing to service in the past. He's like one of the most obsequious reporters out there. Basically, was defending Gurriel, saying, "Oh, this is this. You know, I'm Cuban, and you know, among Cuban guys, this kind of banter and stuff is common. He didn't mean anything by it. Blah blah blah." And he's basically did a 1 minute soliloquy defending Gurriel, and then they cut back to the anchor desk or whatever with Carl Ravitch, had this horrified look on his face, and he basically goes, "Yeah, but what Gurriel did was just unacceptable." it was like, you've got to be kidding me. Are you so in the athlete's pockets that no matter what they do on the field, you're going to defend them as some sort of like Cuban thing? Come on.
Apparently so. Now, speaking of defending, not a lot. It looks like the majority of owners, here's another transition for you, Kevin, are not defending the commissioner. And Jerry Jones is, and I think there's no doubt in my mind, the Ezekiel Elliott 6-game suspension is fueling Jerry Jones's anger.
You mean ranking owner Jerry Jones? He's referred to himself as the Resi ranking owner, which has rankled the other owners.
Well, rankled the Maras and the Rooney family.
Rank or ranking?
Looney owner issues are not confined to the Houston.
Hasn't Kraft been the owner longer? I mean, there's a number of
a lot of people have.
Yeah. you know,
he has the most.
Something's in the water. I think something's in the water in Texas this week with these, and these two owners are drinking it. So you've got Jerry Jones, you know, calling himself the ranking owner, you know, leading the charge against Commissioner Goodell. And you're right. I think it has to do with Ezekiel Elliott, who's a federal judge now, has reinstated his suspension. And that one gets better and better because now I'm saying that the judge's husband works at a firm that helped negotiate the collective bargaining agreement. And so there's some questions as to why is this judge, why isn't this judge, why didn't she recuse herself? But
this is the decision she made the other day is hideous, and it's going to end up getting him back on the field probably next week because she's the first judge in the history of this litigation who has found that there is no irreparable harm to suspending a professional athlete. Every other court has acknowledged that there is irreparable harm if you're suspended from a game and miss that game and can never play in it again. That's been like a common thing. And she basically played dumb in her decision the other day and said, oh, no, there's just another game. It's no big deal. But all court precedent before this was that irreparable harm was a factor in suspending a player. And she pretended that that was not some sort of precedent.
Yeah, it seems a little bit of almost like a political decision. So I see that one being overturned again.
Well,
and then now that you know I forget which was the player that he released that he's now saying that the Cowboys are claiming had nothing to do with the fact that the guy had been kneeling
Danny Woodhead.
But no, there was another one. That
he was the only one who kneeled.
There was one guy who kneeled, and the Cowboys are saying no, it had nothing to do with. Because Jones, of course, made the statement that he was going to cut anybody.
You know what? Frankly, so what if it did? He has that right as an employer.
That's true. I know, but it's.
But
been...
of course, they're also the same team that cut the guy who was erroneously accused of a rape or something, and it was a case of mistaken identity.
When a lot of their other guys.
The real rapists kept their jobs on the Cowboys.
To me, they were more talented.
I think it was,
To me, it's a little bit hypocritical. He's cutting it. If it isn't, you know, they're saying it's not, but if it was in fact true that he cut him because he kneeled during the anthem, that seems to be a far lesser issue than, you know, being accused of domestic assault, which he seems to want, you know, keep advocating for Ezekiel Elliott. It's just very transparent. It, you know, it's all about the level of talent and winning games for him.
Well, it is worth a lot of these things.
And the money, I think, really, like the business has.
That's really shocking because before this, Jerry Jones was considered to be just one of the classist acts
benevolent.
Of sports.
I mean, the guy has, what, 3 Super Bowl titles because of Mike Lynn, let's be honest. I mean,
yes. And you know, the one thing. What
2 because of Mike Lynn, 1 because of Neil O'Donnell.
There you go.
What we have not seen in the Hollywood thing with Harvey Weinstein and the people who've been accused. And it's happening in every business, but we have yet to hear of a pro sports owner accused of harassment.
Well, Jerry Jones had the thing where he was in the bathroom stall with the two women.
Well, there was also pictures of him with a gal sitting on his lap, but apparently they're not.
Well, again, you hadn't heard the story that broke this morning.
Oh, there is one. Who is it?
Big name, a woman who at the time was a 17-year-old production assistant. Said that basically she was constantly getting grabbed and groped.
By whom?
And heavily sexual talk while she was working as a production assistant on the 1985 very famous TV production of Death of a Salesman, if you remember this.
Well, who did it?
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman? She just slap him. You were one flying.
Yes. But anyway, but that's
easy to say. But it's,
that was on the front page when I got up this morning.
It doesn't shock me if anyone out of Hollywood that they would make this accusation. Nothing would shock me.
And again, to me, there's a huge difference between like with Trump, the harassing talk or whatever, and guys that actually commit sexual assault, the grabbing or whatever. Or in Harvey Weinstein's case, there's now multiple accusations of out and out rape. It's a huge difference between just talk and.
It seems like a lot of these guys, well, I mean, I don't know if any of the women have claimed that it was more than harassment or that they actually were harassed or assaulted by Trump. That hasn't stuck, and the stuff with Clinton hasn't stuck. I don't understand why the politicians
seem to
get...
What's interesting is the Weinstein stuff. There's enough jurisdictions now looking into the statute of limitations or whatever because, I mean, Rose McGowan out and out says he raped her. There was another woman that supposedly happens in New York within the last like 10 years or whatever. And so there's a chance that Weinstein's going to end up facing charges.
Oh, that would be a shame.
I just hope that this is the beginning of the end of Hollywood lecturing the rest of the country on morals
everything.
And values. I think they need to get their own house in order first.
NPR's news chief Michael Oreskes resigning. He was accused.
Oh, he was accused too.
He was accused, and he just resigned minutes ago.
NPR. Never mind. We're not going to talk about the political leanings of a lot of these
guys. But
again,
as Jeff says, those people doing the most lecturing on how you're supposed to. Live
and we have Mark Halperin too resigning over harassment allegations. I think we're going to have to go there. I think we're going to need to have a special prosecutor investigate the influence of Hollywood sexual deviance on U.S. elections.
The best thing about the Halperin thing is he's been joined at the hip with John Heilman now for like 10 years since they wrote Game Change together. Then they were doing the TV show together. And Heilman is like Ben Johnson level sprinting away from him now, basically saying he hardly knew the guy. He wouldn't consider him a friend or whatever. And he's flabbergasted by these charges.
Hey, you guys ever get any felony charges or charges? I'm disavowing and even knowing any of you. There's no way.
But Halperin's defense was kind of like Harvey Weinstein. He said, yeah, I basically did all this stuff while I was at ABC. But since now that I'm at
Is there
NBC,
a culture at ABC,
NBC now I've been on my best behavior. I got treatment.
Wasn't this kind of the other guy's excuse too? Wasn't he with the AP before he went to NPR or NPR? I mean,
oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was an AP guy.
I think for a while, and I feel like
having been from the AP, I saw plenty. Anyway, what's our third? Our third item in
The commissioner was the.
So we wrapped him in.
Yeah.
Well then, let's take a quick break, and you know what? We're going to do the loop. We're going to talk about some of the news that's going on.
There's more important stuff, world issues, than the loop.
Really? I'm shocked you admit that.
This week there is.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back.